AM.
This is Drive with Chris Bath
on 702 ABC Radio Sydney.
Well, it's a pretty challenging time to be a healthcare system down under. We have an ageing population, rising rates of chronic disease, growing out-of-pocket costs, a fragmented and undermanned workforce. That's exacerbated by fewer graduates choosing careers in primary healthcare. And until now, we haven't had a national organisation to bring everyone together, a multidisciplinary team to find a way through those issues with primary care in Australia, researchers and their programs, maybe consumers, primary care peak organisations and policymakers. So enter the National Multidisciplinary Primary Care Research Policy and Advocacy Consortium think tank, which is quite a mouthful. But it involves quite a lot of people, so maybe you need a rather large title. It's been formed by the Chief Medical Officer, Professor Michael Kidd, AO, and 100 researchers across the country. It's also supported by the federal government. Professor Lina Sanchi from the University of Melbourne is leading the consortium. Professor Sanchi, thanks for your time.
Hi, Chris. Thank you to be here. I'm not leading, but I'm one of the leaders Michael.
Yeah. Co-leading. There we go.
That's right.
So we're really clear about this. What is primary care when it comes to the health system?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So primary care is your first point of contact with the health system. So that most people will visit a family doctor, a general practitioner, for example. That's a primary care person. The local pharmacist is primary care. And even your physiotherapist or occupational therapist or other allied health provider or nurse, they are considered primary care because you can go directly without a referral and achieve care for a complaint or an issue that you may have.
And do the online things that are available to us these days, are they included in that?
Well, they're more a support for people to do self-directed access to primary care, and certainly there are some online primary care systems that you can access. So, yes, I guess you could count those within the primary care system. But generally what we're talking about is how do we make sure that all those elements that people might access are integrated and easily accessible to people so that people aren't repeating their story many times to different providers. Everyone shares the same view and results and things on issues that might be affecting you, and everyone plays their part in your care and integrates and communicates so that the care is centred around what people and patients need, not around this particular service that you're accessing, if that makes sense.
That sounds like a pretty big job. Where do you start?
Yeah, well, I think one thing to say is that in Australia we have a very strong primary care system with some of the best outcomes in the world. However, there are some gaps and they are in access and coordination. So we have come together in a big think tank event today with these 100 researchers, Consumer Health Forum, other peak body organisations to try and bring together the evidence that we already have from the research we're doing and our experience and build in good, sound advice for governments making decisions to support these teams. So there are solutions. There's solutions within funding. There's solutions within digital health and how we can leverage those technologies. There's wonderful models of care out there, particularly in our Aboriginal community-controlled health organisations that already bring together those disciplines under one roof. There's a lot to learn about how they do it. And there's much research around feasibility and those sorts of things, but we need to bring it together and form some sound advice so that governments can make sound choices going forward to support that care model.
Did you thrash out any solutions today?
Not today, but I guess we've got lots of models that are potentially scalable. And so the Aboriginal model is one aspect of it. But people talking about how do we best support and strengthen primary care in their roles. And that really is around some of those enablers of how do we communicate well person to person, but also with digital technologies and other elements like that. So, and also other ways of training our future health professions to work together and understand the scope of practice of each different discipline that might contribute to the care of a person.
Is part of the issue that we have state-based health departments? I mean, I know we also have, you know, an overarching federal health department, but how much does that individual, all those idiosyncratic things between states, how much does that interfere with the quality of primary health care in Australia?
I think that certainly our system, our two federal and state system, does induce some challenges for Australia. That's no doubt about that. But there are different agreements and alliances that the states and the federal government will work together. And I think all those people that we have now in this think tank come from both elements of that. And we're not looking, what is important, I think, about the solutions that we're considering is that there's not a one size fits all. It has to be tailored to the communities where people live. So the state.
I think we might see if we can get Professor Sanchi on a better line. There's definitely something going on there. We might just have a promotional moment while we try and sort out that issue.
Hamish McDonald.
Doctors using AI tools.
Did you have any concerns about where the data might end up?
I'm 77, darling.
Oh, but it creates a great sitcom. So be it.
Mornings with Hamish McDonald from 8:30.
702 ABC Radio Sydney.
From the city to your neighbourhood. If it's making news in Sydney, it's on Drive with Chris Barth.
On 702 ABC Radio Sydney.
Ah, technology. I did love technology. Love life without technology. You know, I'm almost at the point where I want to bring back the manual typewriter because it perpetually lets you down. I think we've got Professor Lina Sanchi from the University of Melbourne back with us. Professor, we've done it old school on the phone.
Hi. Yes, sorry, I missed that.
No, that's okay. I was just expressing my frustration at technology, to be really honest with you.
No problem.
Listen, yeah. Who is on this think tank? You were giving us an idea of some of the people that are involved in this.
Yes. So there's a number of primary care researchers, leading research organisations, the Consumer Health Forum that speaks for consumers nationally, and some peak body organisations, including the federal government Department of Health, Disability and Ageing, representatives from Primary Care Branch. So they're there listening and helping us work through the questions that they have. From the primary care research side, we cover certain areas such as in aged care and older persons, in women's health, in general multidisciplinary systems for chronic disease, cancer-related care, mental health-related care and child and adolescent health. And also we are integrating with centres for research in sexual health and family violence as well. So we cover a broad spectrum of issues, but we do, and we are taking into account a settings approach. So I don't know if you got what I was saying before, but place-based approaches are really important. So particularly in low-resource settings, such as rural and remote regions of Australia, which have low workforce supply, we need innovative models that help supply integrated holistic care there, and also for people experiencing vulnerability for whatever reason. It might be low finances, it might be that they're culturally in a minority group that's not well catered or understood, and they might be experiencing other sorts of difficulties also, such as our First Nations Closing the Gap initiative and those sorts of things. So we have a focus also on populations that might be finding it difficult at the moment to get good primary health care.
The need for help in some of those sectors is pretty immediate. How soon will you be reporting back and have some practical help for Australians using the primary health care system?
Sure. Well, the national consortium goes for 5 years. It's funded for 5 years, and it's going to begin this year with comprehensive evidence reviews and with mapping the projects that have current evidence that we can produce policy briefs and advice for those trying to engineer the system in a better way. And those programs are already underway. So I will imagine we'll be feeding in as the consortium goes along each year. There are newsletters, there are policy briefs, and there'll be other advice coming along. So, you know, it's not a quick fix, because this is a major change to the way Australia has done primary care in the past. So we're moving from a fee-for-service system that's largely funded 90% fee-for-service, 10% in other ways. Now we're wanting to move it so that it doesn't just rely on you being in front of your healthcare provider for that system to be paid. There'll be some block funding that will support teams to work together. And in the past, we haven't really had that system. So we're in the process of change. It's going to take time, but there's a lot of goodwill. Many people are doing this already without any funding, but it's a way that we can engineer the system to better support that work to happen as a matter of course in a universal and universally accessible way.
Professor, thank you very much for your time.
No problem. Thanks, Chris.
That's Bye. Professor Lena Sanchi there. She's the co-lead for the National Multidisciplinary Primary Care Research Policy and Advocacy Consortium think tank, formed by the Chief Medical Officer, Professor Michael Kidd AO, and 100 researchers across the country. In a moment, you're going to hear